I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. Hawker Beechcraft announced a $1.79 billion agreement with Superior Aviation Beijing Company that could preserve aerospace jobs in Little Rock and Wichita, Kansas. Hawker announced in May that it would file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, a move to reorganize its assets. At the time, the status of the jobs at the company's Little Rock Manufacturing Center were unknown. On Monday of this past week, Hawker said the deal with Beijing-based Superior would result in maintaining Hawker Beechcraft's existing operations. Electricity Transmission Coordinator Southwest Power Pool opened its new $62 million headquarters in West Little Rock on Friday. The utility nonprofit employs more than 600 workers with an average pay in excess of $80,000 annually. Southwest Power Pool says it's expanding by adding 50 high-paying positions over the next year. American Air Filter, a manufacturer of air filtration products, will expand its Fayetteville manufacturing facility, adding 58 new jobs to its existing workforce of 112. American Air Filter's Fayetteville facility manufactures panel and pleated air filters for a wide variety of end users. Bank of the Ozarks saw its second quarter profits decline substantially from a year ago, mainly due to one-time charges from two FDIC transactions. The Little Rock-based bank reported net income of $19.1 million in the second quarter of 2012 versus $50.2 million 1 year ago. During the second quarter of last year, Bank of the Ozarks made two FDIC-assisted acquisitions of banks, which resulted in a gain of more than $36 million after taxes. Texas businessman Michael Wasserman's latest effort to qualify a casino amendment for Arkansas voters to consider has failed again. On Wednesday, Secretary of State Mark Martin's office informed Wasserman that his proposed amendment was invalid. The amendment sought to allow Arkansas Hotels and Entertainment to own and operate seven casino gambling establishments across the state. Well, speaking of gambling and casinos, casino-style gambling wagers at Oaklawn and Southland topped $1.3 billion during the first 6 months of 2012. The Electronic Games of Skill figures were provided by the Arkansas Racing Commission on Wednesday. Electronic Games of Skills include video blackjack, poker, slot machines, and other casino-style games. Combined, the two racetracks reported Electronic Games of Skill gambling wagers of $1.35 billion, putting them on course to easily surpass $2.5 billion in full-year wagers if current trends continue. The Arkansas Scholarship Lottery says it should produce about $97.58 million for scholarships from its net revenues for the fiscal year that ended June 30th. $2 million of the increase can be attributed to a contract renegotiation with lottery vendor Scientific Games. The $97.5 million for scholarships compares to $82.8 million in its first year of existence and $94.2 million in the last fiscal year. Little Rock businesswoman Karen Flake has been named the new president and CEO for Mount St. Mary Academy effective August 1st. Mount St. Mary Academy is an all-girls private school in Little Rock. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.